Keep the Home Fires Burning, tonight from 10 on BBC Radio 2.
Well, rather different scene now, which is Lightwater Valley Theme Park that we're going to. 180-acre site, nestling in beautiful countryside in North Yorkshire. It has all the rides you'd expect a good theme park to have, including a whopping roller coaster. Wonder if you like going on roller coasters. It is called the Ultimate. It's thought to be the longest in Europe. Takes 6 minutes to go round. But at the weekend, it had to stop after hitting and decapitating a deer which strayed onto the tracks. The roller coaster had been travelling at high speed. Some of the passengers were left shaken after the collision because it left them covered in deer's blood. Fortunately, such events are incredibly rare. This one sadly involved the loss of a deer's life, but maybe you've been on a ride at a theme park where something different and unexpected has gone wrong. Maybe somebody, a person was hurt. Maybe a technical fault left you stuck upside down. That's what happened to one of the people in our office. Maybe you're one of the people on this specific ride which hit the deer. Do call and tell us. 0500 288 291. Email vine@bbc.co.uk. We're going to go to Lightwater Valley Theme Park now, where this morning our reporter Liam Smedley took a ride on the roller coaster in question, the Ultimate.
Okay. So we're just getting strapped in to the Ultimate now, yes. I've chosen a seat in the middle and not right at the front and not right at the end. So just kind of the happy medium ground.
Ready?
Let's do this, let's go. So we're just riding out now, completely on my own on this roller coaster in the middle. That's why I had such a good choice of seat, because Lightwater Valley at the moment in Ripon in North Yorkshire is actually closed on weekdays for the season. It's only open on a weekend. So they've opened the entire theme park for me. We're just going up the first steep hill now. We've reached it now. Oh, there's a sign saying hold on and grab. So this is the first steep hill. Oh god. Into a bit of the North Yorkshire countryside, bit of woodland we're going through right now. Coming to another steep hill now. So it was here at Lightwater Valley in Ripon in North Yorkshire on Saturday. About Saturday afternoon, as I say, it's in the beautiful North Yorkshire countryside. And they actually have a fence around here to keep wildlife out. At some point, maybe Friday night, Saturday morning, a deer actually got into the park. And customers on this ride got a bit of a surprise when they came down one of the steep hills that we're coming up to now, where this deer had got through the fence into Lightwater Valley. And as the roller coaster came down, goes quite fast with a lot of velocity. And sadly, the deer was decapitated. The majority, most of the riders on the Ultimate were completely unaware it had happened. Any other day on this ride, that's a complete rare occurrence. You can see why families coming would have a great time here. And we're just coming back in now.
It's Liam Smedley. Well done, Liam. He's never been on a roller coaster before. What was it? Well, look at that, look at that, look at that. It's Liam Smedley.
Oh, I'm back into a bit of the North Yorkshire.
He's scary stuff. All right, well, he enjoyed that. And believe me, the roller coaster is a very, very well thought of one and thought to be the longest in Europe. And it was a bit of a bad day at the weekend for Lightwater Valley Theme Park. So let's talk to their health and safety manager, Stephen Fort. And just tell us what happened, Stephen.
Yes, good afternoon, Jeremy.
Hi.
As you know, it's been well publicised now. There was a deer involved in the incident on Saturday. Round about lunchtime, one of the trains was going round, and a deer was startled and jumped out in front of the train, and unfortunately it was killed.
So it came out from the trees, that it wasn't possible to see it on its way?
No, it was on a straight part of track. The whole ride is sort of goes through a woods or a forest, so we're not sure sort of how quickly anyone could see it. What we do know is that only the customers in the front were aware that the accident had occurred.
OK. As you say, very sad for the deer, but no human beings hurt at all?
No, not at all.
It was the blood spatter?
And a very small blood spatter at that, and it only affected one or two of the customers. The customers at the front carriage who were aware of it were more concerned that, unfortunately, the deer was OK, but unfortunately, as we know, that wasn't the case.
It's an odd thing that a deer would make its way towards a roller coaster when that's, I guess, got to be one of the most frightening things imaginable in deer world.
Yeah, it does make a lot of noise. It's travelling on the track.
Yeah.
And, of course, as you heard from your reporter earlier, there is a lot of screaming and shouting from the customers who were on the thrilling ride. So, yes, it is a surprise that the deer went anywhere near there.
And upsetting for your park to be in the headlines, Stephen, for this reason. We don't want to put people off going, so tell us, give us some positive things. You enjoy working there, I know.
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous park. It's here for the families. It's a family orientated park. And we at Lightwater Valley try to make it a good day out for everybody. We have lots going on different weekends. At the moment, we're closed during the week. We are open at weekends, and we've exciting things going on all through the winter, but all through the year. It's a fabulous place to be.
Thank you
Sadly,
so much.
The unfortunate accident on Saturday marred that day for one or two people, but for the 1,000 others who were there, it was a great day out.
Great stuff. Hope to go there sometime. Stephen Ford, Health and Safety Manager, Lightwater Valley Theme Park.